Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Simply Vegan podcast from the team at Vegan Food and Living, the UK's best-selling vegan magazine. Every Tuesday, we taste test the newest vegan products, discuss the latest vegan news, and answer your questions on everything from nutrition and supplementation to recipe ideas and dealing with negative backlash. Every Thursday, we speak to some of the leading names in veganism, from doctors and scientists to vegan chefs, celebrities, and authors. Head to your platform of choice to like and subscribe and stay up to date with all the latest episodes. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker or on YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a review to help spread the word and help others on their plant-powered journey. Whether you're vegan for the animals, your health, the planet, or all of the above, it's important to protect your nutrient intakes. The Vegan Society's chewable multivitamin Veg One is a convenient way to do so. Veg One contains 7 essential nutrients, including vitamins B12, D3, and iodine, and is packaged in 100% plastic-free tin. A 6-month supply is priced at just £12.70. That's around 7 pence per day. And the best part is, Vegan Food and Living Plus members get an extra 10% off. Browse the range at vegansociety.com/Veg One and support the Vegan Society today. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the Simply Vegan podcast. I'm so excited to have you on. I've been really looking forward to this interview. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I was explaining, I'm just recovering from COVID, but I'm a lot better now. But if I do cough a little bit, I do apologise to the listeners.
We'll forgive you. Damn COVID. You're kind of part of the Vegan Hall of Fame now, aren't you? I mean, it's just, you know, just done so many things. How did it all start?
Well, I guess I went vegan. That was the start of it. So I'd been a vegetarian for about 10 years, but you know, I still wore leather shoes and drove a car with leather seats and went to horse racing and all that sort of stuff without really thinking about it too much. And then it was about 10 years ago that I stumbled across a video on the internet, and it said the video the meat industry doesn't want you to see. So a bit clickbaity. And I clicked on it, and it's only like 5 minutes long, but it just totally hit me for six, really. And it showed scenes of cruelty in the egg and dairy industry. I just almost immediately I thought, actually, vegetarian's not enough. I need to become one of these annoying vegans, you know. So that was it. I mean, I'd never met another vegan, to my knowledge. Certainly there was not very many around in Wakefield in West Yorkshire in the double glazing industry, which was what I was doing at the time. Brilliant. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, with hindsight.
And so you were working in double glazing. How did you get from that to setting up Veganuary?
Yeah, so good question. I mean, there was a period of just trying to work out what I should be doing. And so I started doing a little bit of activism, going on marches and that type of stuff. But it didn't seem big enough for me in terms of impact. I went to the Animal Rights Conference in Washington, D.C. And that was the first time I'd ever met vegans in a room, like lots of them all at the same time. And they looked healthy enough. And so inspiring as well, listening to sort of what they'd been going through in their lives and what they were working on. So, I guess it took me probably a couple of years. I got together with Jane, who's now my wife as well, and we were really trying to work out what was the best role for us in the movement. And I'd taken part in Movember, which is the idea of growing a mustache for the month of November. And we just sort of said, could we do something like that for the vegan movement? So we decided that the best thing would be for people to try a vegan diet for a month. It had to be January, really, due to, New Year's resolutions, people were eating way too much food at Christmas and all of that stuff. So that's how it came into being, I guess.
It just fits perfectly, doesn't it? Everyone's kind of like overindulged and they're thinking, oh, I just need to get healthy, lose weight, and it's just, and sort of be a better person all round after all the indulgence. So, I mean, where do you start setting up a campaign? I mean, did you kind of start by setting up a website?
Yeah, so because I'd got experience in, I'd been running this window company and also ran an events company at the same time. So my specialism was really sales and marketing. Sort of a natural born salesman as a character, if you like. And I went to the marketing agency that was building my websites for, I'm doing a lot of the branding for my business interests. And they were quite excited about the whole idea. So they created the brand. We built the website with them. It was the money that we were making from our business interests that really funded the startup of Veganuary. We took some social media people on. Damien, actually, from Vevolution. Worked with me in those early days. Karen Ridges, she did the PR for us. It took off. We did it as a pilot scheme. We were just going to do 1 month, 1 January, see how it goes. James said, wouldn't it be great if we got 100 people doing it? And I was like the optimist. I said, no, 1,000. Let's try and aim for 1,000. And we got 3,300.
Amazing.
But it was all just a hobby, really, in the background. But because it had gone so well, we got some media attention. We got a few celebrities had mentioned it. Ocado had put us on their website in that first year. So there were some real wins that, that we had. And we just thought, actually, this is a thing that we could develop. And I think that's something that has happened over the years, is it's become a thing.
Yeah, it definitely has. It's almost, because I have to keep reminding people that it is actually a campaign and you need to go and sign up on the website, because I think people just think it's just, the month of January equals Veganuary now, rather than it being sort of attached to anything.
that is the big challenge that as a team we have, really, is driving people to sign up, because certainly a lot of the retailers, they just think it's a time in the diary. It's like Easter, you've got Christmas. Yeah, you don't sign up for Christmas or Easter, do you? It's just happens.
Yeah.
There is a huge amount of advantage in people signing up, because they get access to what the emails support, they get access to resources. And also it's useful for us because it gives us an opportunity to know who signed up. We take certain demographic details from them, so it allows us to understand who we're targeting. And also we can survey them afterwards to see how they got on.
So 2014 was when it started.
Yeah.
How has it grown since then?
Well, in the early days, it was doubling in size. So we went from 3,300 to, I'm trying to remember the numbers now, maybe 12,000. Then we got 23,000. Then it was 60,000. Then it was 150,000. Anyway, I can't remember all the figures, but last year we had 585,000 people sign up on the website. We know that it's much more than that, as we were just discussing. Yeah. So I count our research, think it's at least 10 times that, you know, the people that just do it. In some ways, not everybody does it for the 4 months. Some people obviously try it and they fail, or some people go vegetarian for the month. So people use, you know, use it for whatever suits them. But yeah, it's gone very well. I mean, it's not just in the UK now. It's we're big in Germany. I would say that's our second biggest country. We're quite well known there. Ria, who's our CEO, she's based in Berlin and she's done a lot of media work there. So we've become nearly as big in Germany as we are in the UK. And then we're still trying to crack the US. I mean, it's such a huge country. But we've got a team there now that's hopefully we're going to do a much bigger campaign this year. Latin America is a really important area for us. India's, you know, we have a strong campaign there every year. And then we have sort of partners in other parts of the world as well, in Italy, in South Africa, in Australia. So the 580,000, I would say maybe about 40% of the signups from the UK, maybe even slightly less than that. The rest of it is the rest of the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's an incredible story.
Thank you.
What about Veg Capital then? How does this work?
Well, I guess I stumbled into it because I guess one thing I've been doing with Veganuary is working on the demand side. So trying to create demand for vegan products. You know, the more people that are taking part, then that actually has a positive effect on, you know, people's eating habits. So we were starting to get through the campaign a lot more interest from chain restaurants, from supermarkets, from food manufacturers to develop more products. So I started thinking more about the supply side. And about 2 to 3 years ago, I started talking with some mission-aligned investors that are in the US. They'd already started investing in some of the big opportunities there, such as Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods and Just Egg, and also some of the cultivated meat. Stuff as well. So we just started saying, well, maybe we could bring something like that to the UK, because at that point in time, 2 or 3 years ago, there wasn't as much investment going into UK businesses. So we started Veg Capital. The idea is it's seed funding, early stage capital for companies that are seeking to remove animals from the supply chain. So we're looking for dairy alternatives, alternative proteins, egg, fish alternatives, but also things like pizzas and ready meals where it's a full dish. When somebody's eating a, you know, vegan pizza, they're not at the same time likely to be eating animal products. So that's the sort of ethos behind it. We're also committed to giving all of the profits that we make from Veg Capital to charity as well. So there becomes a virtuous circle, if you like, in terms of you know, profits that we're making from our investments going back into animal charities and campaign groups that are working on diet change as well. And, you know, the more we can invest back into charity, then it creates that demand for the businesses that we've invested in as well. So that's the ethos behind it. So since we've created Veg Capital, I think we've invested in about 25 companies. Wow. So I've been really busy over the last 2 years or so. Got a great team of people as well helping me in the background to help do the, you know, have the conversations, do the due diligence, and help get the legal paperwork side sorted out as well. So, yeah, that's Veg Capital. So it's been a fun ride the last 2 or 3 years.
Amazing. So your other baby is VFC, which I really have been looking forward to talking about, because I follow all the social media channels. And if you're listening and you don't follow VFC, then you really have to, because it just brightens my day every time I see a post. It's just brilliant marketing. It's kind of like in the style of activism, isn't it? And it's all a bit tongue in cheek and a bit of a laugh. So how did this come about?
So I guess one of the things about the Veg Capital role that I had was being the investor side and speaking to such amazing entrepreneurs with great ideas, it scratched an itch for me to also be involved in a startup, because, you know, there's a lot of fun involved. It's stressful and hard work as well. But, you know, it just sort of started me thinking about, you know, maybe I could set a company up in some format. And then lockdown happened. And prior to the lockdown, there's a restaurant in York that me and Jane used to go to a lot called Sauce. And it had a menu of sort of half meat and then half vegetarian, vegan and superfood stuff. And got to know Adam and Katie, who were the owners. And Adam was the chef behind Sauce. And they'd had a tip-off once when we were in there eating that somebody said, oh, there's vegan royalty in the restaurant, do you know? So they came over and said hello to us. And that was it. Just so we started regularly going in. And there was a dish on the menu called vegan fried chicken. And that became my sort of go-to, you know, meal. Served it with chips, some coleslaw, a barbecue dip. And, yeah, I was happy. So I didn't even look at the menu anymore. I just had that every time I went in.
Right.
And then lockdown happened. And so I couldn't get my fix of vegan fried chicken anymore. So, and then I was just generally a bit sort of concerned about Adam and Katie and the restaurant because it was shut for like 2 or 3 months of lockdown. So we had a Zoom call. And I was just grumbling that, you know, what about this, you know, the vegan fried chicken? He said, oh, I said, tell you what, Matthew, I'll send you some. So he just packaged some up and froze it and then, you know, delivered it to the house. I put it in the oven and it was just like what I'd had in the restaurant. So
right.
I picked the phone up to him and I said, Adam, we need to talk. I think we could sell this to other people. And that's in simple terms how it came about. I mean, we then spent months talking about it and thinking about it, how we could do it. And then we formed the company in September of last year. We launched in December. We decided to call it VFC, obviously after the vegan fried chicken aspect of it. And also, I guess as a, something that's very clear to people that it's a comparison with KFC. We launched it December the 20th, just ahead of Christmas. Weird timing, really, but I wanted to get it out before Veganuary. And it took off really well. We spent a lot of time thinking about what the brand is and what our mission is. And ultimately, you know, I don't have this strong desire for people to eat deep fried, you know, wheat protein. I have a strong desire for people to stop eating chickens, stop eating animals generally. So yeah. Basically we decided to really from the outset to be an activist brand that happens to sell food rather than a food brand that happens to have a sort of an activist element to it. So
yeah.
We really from the outset, I mean, I took Adam into a factory farm and we filmed in there. I wanted him to understand what we're going to try and compete with. And so we launched our company with that undercover investigation, if you like.
Right.
How
did he feel about going in there? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted to understand. He'd done Veganuary like 18 months before and he went vegetarian. And then when we started working together on BFC, I think he realized he had to walk the walk a little bit. So yeah. He'd gone vegan, mostly vegan. And then when we went into the factory farm and he witnessed, you know, what was happening, I think it solidified in his mind that he needed to be vegan as well. So, yeah. And he has been ever since, you know. So, you know, my focus was always on saving chickens, but it's the same for Adam now. You know, we're united in that mission. But he's got the food aspect, you know, he's the chef. And so he works, you know, on the recipe side of things.
I was just going to say, I love your tagline. Is it, thanks, Colonel, we'll take it from here?
Yeah, so that's one of them. We've got some billboards running in London at the moment and we try and have a bit of fun and a bit of sass. So we've also got food that doesn't cost a wing and a leg. The frozen aisle just got cooler because we launched into Tesco last week, which it was a real achievement because the brand's only been around for 10 months. So it's unusual for startups really to get listed and get on the shelf so quickly.
Yeah.
But Tesco really loved the brand as well. I was worried that they might sort of be turned off by the activism side of it, but in actual fact, not at all. I mean, they share the excitement around our brand and our values as well. So it's gone very well. So we've got billboards running in and around London at the moment. We're going to have billboards in other parts of the country as well over the coming weeks. And the sales figures are looking really positive as well.
Brilliant. I'm yet to try it, so I'm going to pop into Tesco's later and see if I can find it. You haven't got in trouble with KFC then?
No, I mean, we seem to have gone under the radar so far. we have the trademark for BFC, both in the UK and the EU, so on the word mark and also on the logo. So I don't think there's anything that they could do to stop us from trading as VFC. I would hope they would have a bit of a sense of humour. Like on our Instagram, we've got 28,000 followers and we only follow one account, which is KFC.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. So clever.
And it's just, a few people said, why are you following KFC? You know, they're evil and stuff like that, you know. And I get that. But from our perspective, it's like, it's a bit sort of tongue-in-cheek. It's a bit sassy. You know, we're just keeping our eye on the competition. That's the way we look at it. I think most people get the sort of in-joke there.
Yeah. So you get a lot of anti-vegan comments, don't you? That I've read, recently. I won't be eating this fake vegan shit. I'll stick to the beaks and wings. Thank you. What are the sort of worst ones that you've had to deal with?
There's just so many. I mean, literally, you wouldn't believe how many. We call them cuckwits, but trolls basically. And a lot of it comes from our advertising. So it's when we're boosting the posts, particularly on Facebook, although we do get some on Instagram as well. There's just so many, but it tends to be, you can't call it chicken. You can't call it meat. You know, why do vegans want something that's, you know, why not just eat vegetables? All that type of stuff is what we get. And we try and reply with humour, with a bit of sass. We don't just hide the comments or delete them. We try and engage with them where possible. I think the VFC sort of early adopters, you know, we're developing a bit of a fan base. They're really appreciating that sort of fact that we're standing up to these comments and replying and hopefully trying to get them to think a little bit about actually. But it's difficult. I mean, I don't know why, but 99% of them are men.
Yeah.
You know, so why is that? I mean,
so it's that whole toxic masculinity thing, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, why do people get so angry?
I don't know. I mean, it's just our advert comes up in their feed and they lose their shit basically when they see our stuff, really. And it's just, and the ironic thing is, the more they start commenting, then the algorithm in Facebook's going to show them more vegan stuff in the future.
Fantastic.
The thing is, it's also it's really good for our algorithm because all these comments really it just helps elevate VFC's page. Our engagement rates are like 8%.
Right.
Most food brands are like 1%, if that. So a lot of our posts do very, very well, and we're really embracing it and sort of throwing it on its head and sort of laughing and joking about it, which is really working for us.
Yeah, they're doing your advertising for you, even though they're against it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I know the answer to this, but what's the proudest moment of your career so far?
Well, I think both me and Jane would say the same thing, but I don't like pride. You know, nobody should be too proud, but, you know, I think we're really pleased with how Veganuary's gone.
Yeah.
Been asked this a few times, as did it meet your expectations? And I always wanted more. You know, I want the whole world to be vegan by now, but we haven't got that far, obviously. so being realistic, I think it did really well. I think the impact that it had on corporate world in terms of, you know, it's now that date in the calendar that the food sector takes really seriously.
Yeah.
With Veg Capital, every pitch deck I see mentions Veganuary and what they're planning and everything. So it really, it's become a thing. And it didn't become a thing on its own. It took a lot of work in the background to create it. But now, to answer your question, I think I'm really, both me and Jane are very proud. That's the right word.
You should be proud, definitely.
But we're not less resting on our laurels neither. And we have a team there as well. There's 30 members of staff now, and it's a female senior leadership team. So they're getting stuff done, really expanding the campaign really strongly. Me and Jane have stepped back. We're still trustees. I'm chair of the board, but in terms of operationally, I don't get involved so much. It's just great to see the existing team now take it to the next level. I think me and Jane have got it so far, and now the team that's there are going to take it to the next level.
That's brilliant. Would you encourage existing vegans to sign up just to kind of get those numbers up?
Well, I mean, we always do get vegans signing up. Something like 15% of all the signups every year are vegans. Now, some of them will say that they're there just to get a bit of additional support. Some of them are new vegans, so they're signing up to get, you know, access to recipes and advice and stuff. But what I'd much rather have is vegans recommending Veganuary to their friends and getting them to sign up. That's where the opportunity is to make a positive impact.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing that. just to finish off, just a quick question. So if you had Boris Johnson round for tea, what would you cook him and what would you be talking about?
I mean, he is a character, isn't he? You know, you get a good conversation out of him. And I think to have him in our room and trying to influence him would be an amazing opportunity, even though myself and Jane probably are not politically aligned with his views on the world. I think I'd probably, because me and Jane were not very good cooks, then probably... I'd probably look at making some of the meals that that we've invested in. So there's a great product that that we invested in recently called Chicken, which is a vegan chicken Indian ready meal company. And the flavours they use are so good. So I'd probably heat some of that up in the microwave.
For the Prime Minister.
Actually, forget everything I said. I'd get Derek Sarno around.
Oh yeah, Derek.
That's what I would do. If he's listening, Derek, I'd say, Derek, come and do a, you know, I need a favour. Come to our house, cook some food. We've got the Prime Minister coming, and that will be the way to do it.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Bring your mushrooms, Derek, and get back in. Oh, well, thank you so much, Matthew. You've been brilliant, and it's just so amazing to hear all the things you've done and continue to do. So keep us posted on your next kind of ventures that you've got coming up, and we'll look forward to Veganuary.
Listen, I don't want to do any more ventures, to be honest, thank you for giving me the platform to be able to speak to you and to anybody that's listening. And if you want to get in touch, I'm on LinkedIn. I tend to be a big mouth on LinkedIn, so I'm always happy to connect with people there. Sign up to veganuary.com as well if you're not vegan yet, or tell your friends. And VFC, 370 stars, Tesco. Go down and try it. Popcorn chicken's really good. I think that's the standout product. If you can get some of that, or the fillet's really nice as well.
I'm off to try some now.
Thanks so much, Holly.
Thanks
for everything that you do as well. Thank you.
Well, that's it from us at Vegan Food and Living's Simply Vegan podcast for this week. In the meantime, don't forget to like and subscribe. on your platform of choice. Leave us a review and share with your friends. On Tuesday morning, I'll be back and Molly and I will be discussing the latest vegan news, exciting new products, and also taking your questions, including one on dealing with difficulties around being vegan at Christmas. And next Thursday, I'll be chatting to Ella Magers, otherwise known as Sexy Fit Vegan, who I hope will be telling me how I can get more sexy and fit. See you then.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.